back out at the Edgar County Fair with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. Found my way over to all of the swine getting ready to participate in this week's swine show. I have found a family prepping their swine for the show. So how long have you two been preparing your animals for shows?
They did the Georgetown Fair, and so we've had them since earlier this spring. We do it yearly. This is next generation, my grandson. And so my son and kids had done hogs for many years before that. So this is just a project that we do that they can get a little money at the auction.
So your family has been raising pigs for multiple generations then?
For fair time, yes. We don't raise them full time. We just get them, and it gives the kids the responsibility of having to take care of them and come out and show them and see the frustrations come with it. So.
I have noticed some of those across all the fairs that I've been to. This does not look like something that is easy. So Waylon, how many years have you been in 4-H?
I think five.
5 years. Do you do anything else other than raising pigs? Like, do you have a project or other animals?
Well, I guess I bake.
What do you bake?
I usually do a pie and cookies every year.
I'll have to make sure to keep Mr. Chad Baker, who came here with me today, away from those pies before they get judged. Because if I don't, he will mosey his way on over there and help himself to all of the pies.
Well, he can come tonight and bid on them.
Maybe. So, Waylon, you want to talk me through some of the challenges, I guess, of preparing a pig for fairs each year?
They like messing around. Like, if you're in the pen, they like to chew on you. Like, they'll chew on your shoes and your clothes. And that one, he somehow broke his water. So
that. Oh, I did see you were trying to refixate the water tube to the wall. Did he really just take it off?
No, that was a new one. He broke the spigot on the water.
The little nozzle that they suck on.
And people say that pigs are smart animals. Clearly, some of these are. Yeah, clearly, some of these pigs were not quite fortunate to be gifted with the intelligence of others, would you say?
Definitely.
Have you had any strong performances from some of your pigs that you've raised at other fairs?
I think the best I've ever done is second, so.
Well, hopefully that changes here coming up, or who knows, are you showing at any other fairs this year, or is this the last one?
This is the last one.
Well, maybe if you don't get it this year, next year you might be able to walk away with something, right?
Hopefully.
And this is something that you'll see yourself doing for the rest of your years in 4-H, right?
Yeah.
Anything else in particular in terms of 4-H that you'd be looking forward to doing?
Not really.
Just happy raising your swine with your family?
Definitely.
And Christina, I just want to hear some of your thoughts, just seeing this tradition continue down the generations. Obviously, this is very important to you, right?
It is, because especially since COVID, we now get to take the animals home with us. So we actually get to put the hogs into our freezers, or you know, other family members have taken and paid for the processing fees so that they can, you know, fill their freezers and we know where the meat is coming from.
It probably also helps to have your animals at home just to connect with them a little more, because your swine are not going to behave nearly as well if they don't trust you, right? Have you had any incidents during a show where a swine wouldn't behave?
Yeah, they like to run around the pen a lot. If you're trying to walk them straight, sometimes they'll just take off running.
When the weather is really nice and cool, us older people say they feel their oats. They want to get out and have fun.
Well, I would imagine. So if I was out there walking around and the weather is great, I want to get out there, start doing laps, feel just the breeze in my hair, just like the cool air on my skin. You got to take in every part of the weather. Do you have... You've been doing this for a couple more years than Waylon, obviously. So do you have any fun stories or words of wisdom to pass on to other 4-H'ers who might be listening in?
Just try to enjoy your project. My kids and my grandkids, they go into it knowing that, you know, we're just doing it for the fair. And so the hard work and putting it in so that they can get their money at the auction, that they know that they've got, you know, money for the future that they can use. You know, it's one way as a young child that they can raise some money when they're not old enough to work a job, so.
And it also keeps them busy, right? It gives them something to do.
Yeah.
Well, Christina and Waylon, thank you so much for talking to me. This was a very nice conversation that we had about your swine, and I hope that your swine do well both later this week and in the future, right? And be sure to stay tuned here to WI2Y Radio for continued coverage of the Edgar County Fair.